Hello, I'm Niall Kahn, and this is the P-Pro Podcast. This week on our show, it is our fourth part in our ongoing series, Better Known LPM. This week, we're going to be discussing the Pay by Bank app, and I'm excited to be joined from somebody working directly with the app, Jonathan Wood, Senior Vice President at MasterCard. Jonathan, thanks for joining me today on the podcast. Before we actually start discussing the Pay by Bank app, could you tell me a little bit about what you do at MasterCard?
Yeah, sure, Niall, and thanks for inviting me onto this podcast. Thrilled to be here. It's nice to talk to you. So at MasterCard, I'm responsible for all of our Pay by Bank app activities in the UK. I started off, started working for Vocalink prior to the MasterCard acquisition, moved across to core MasterCard a couple of years ago, and I'm responsible for everything we do with Pay by Bank app here in the UK.
Excellent. So Pay by Bank app, as you said, is a new product. What kind of product is it exactly? Is it an e-wallet? Is it a bank transfer scheme? Is it a credit card? Or what is it?
Yeah, it's why don't I give you a little bit of background, and then I'll explain exactly what it is and how it works, if it's helpful. So Pay by Bank app was created prior to the acquisition of Vocalink by MasterCard, so more than the 2 years that have passed by since that acquisition. It was created under the ownership of the UK banks, designed to be digital by default, built for MCOM and ECOM transactions, powered by the bank's own mobile banking app, and is an application service built as an overlay to the UK faster payment, instant payment capability. So it's not a new app, no new usernames, no new passwords. The mobile banking app that we're increasingly familiar with here in the UK is the app that powers the payment. Actually, it's really just a button, but it's a payment button that's changing the way we pay securely online. It really was built to set the gold standard for mobile-initiated online payments. In a world where the mobile banking app has become the most used financial services app, so we see around 20 million logins a day of consumers, people like you and I, human beings, using their mobile banking app to interface and interact with their bank account. And we built Pay by Bank app as a new digital by default way to pay for goods and services online that's powered by that mobile banking app that we use every day.
Now, that's pretty interesting. So this is an app that was originally created by UK banks and was to facilitate online transactions. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's built, as I say, digital by default. It's built for a MCOM, ECOM world. And it's built for a world where we're using our smartphones increasingly to surf online, to buy things online, and in a world where we're using our mobile banking apps every day to interface and interact with our banks. So, you know, in terms of how it works, whilst there's a lot of clever technology behind the scenes, Niall, this technology is designed to be invisible to us as consumers. The user experience for Pay by Bank app is fast and easy. So on a website, I'm shopping, I see the Pay by Bank app button in an online payment basket. I hit the button to pay, and that button press initiates a request to pay message invoked into my trusted mobile banking app, the thing I've got on my phone already. So I authenticate into my mobile banking app in the way that I do every day when I want to log into my account. I review that request to pay, which really means I see the retailer brand, I see the value that they're asking me to pay, the thing that I want to buy. I check my balance in real time, I hit proceed, and the payment is initiated instantly over the faster payment rails directly to the settlement account of the retail merchant. I'm then automatically taken back to the retailer confirmation page, and that's it. It's done. And I think crucially, so what you didn't hear me describe was having to give the retail merchant any information. So crucially, all that happened without me having to send anyone my precious payment credentials is I saw a request to pay, I said I wanted to pay, I hit the button and the money moves. So now I pay without the risk associated with having to share any payment credentials with that retail merchant. What we know in today's world is that as a consumer, I'm increasingly nervous about giving anybody my payment credentials, and I should be. But we also know that retail merchants don't really want my payment credentials to have to hold securely because it's a risk for them. So this really benefits both elements of that ecosystem. As a consumer, I don't have to give anybody those payment credentials. As a retail merchant, I don't have to hold them. And that's remembering that Pay by Bank app is that overlay service to our faster payments capability. We already process millions of transactions a year on faster payments. We move trillions of pounds moved instantly every day. So we have the core infrastructure that's faster payments. We've built Pay by Bank app into the core banking solution that is the mobile banking app. And it's going to revolutionize the way we pay online, Niall.
Now, you mentioned a figure earlier about 20 million users using Pay by Bank app per day. Who actually has access and who can actually use the Pay by Bank app?
Yeah. So at this point, Niall, I should clarify, I wish we had 20 million users using it every day. So the mobile banking app. So do you bank in the UK, Niall?
No, I'm based in Munich.
Okay. All right. So if you're in the UK and you bank with HSBC, Lloyds, you know, the main banks, we all use a mobile banking app here in the UK, and it's my way of interfacing with my bank account. So rather than doing it online or calling them or going into a branch, increasingly the mobile banking app is the way that we choose to interface with our bank. And that's the banking app that's used about 20 million times a day. So when you integrate, as we have, Pay by Bank app into the mobile banking app capability, you immediately access millions of consumers already enabled with a mobile banking app. Really, Pay by Bank app is an evolution of that mobile banking app. So today I use the mobile banking app to interface and interact with my bank, check my balance, move money from one account to another, for example. Now I can use that mobile banking app as a safe, secure, easy way to pay for things online.
So this really works in tandem with existing bank apps already.
Exactly. So the bank apps exist already. Most consumers in the UK with a bank account use a mobile banking app. As I say, 20 million logins a day tells us that we've all fallen in love with our mobile banking app here in the UK. It's the way we like to interface and interact. What we've done is built the technology to integrate into the core banking system to leverage that utility, the mobile banking app, the thing we use every day, to evolve it so that it can now power a payment to a retailer. So there's kind of a crossover with your question. So one of the things you're kind of asking is, so who can use it? So the answer really is anybody who likes to buy online, uses a smartphone, and uses a mobile banking app. So once a bank implements Pay by Bank app as a payment option, so for example, the millions of consumers already who bank with HSBC or with a Ping It account, it automatically becomes a payment option in that mobile banking app. So no new app, no new username, no new passwords. The payment capability is powered by that mobile banking app that I trust and use every day. So I don't have to do anything different as a consumer. I've nothing to download. I already use the mobile banking app. Now I can use it to pay for stuff online.
Very interesting, very interesting. So this has a fairly wide audience already, as you mentioned, because of all the establishment banks that you partner with. But is there any particular demographic group that you see using this type of payment method more than others?
Yeah, so I think, Niall, as you would expect from a digital by default payment option, something that's built for the world of digital payments, users tend to be the digitally savvy customers. They buy online for sure. They use their smartphone to do it. They enjoy using their mobile banking app as their preferred way to interact with their bank account. Users of Pay by Bank app will be concerned about their personal data and will value the bank-grade security Pay by Bank app gives them. So whilst it's not always possible with traditional payment methods, wherever possible, it's best really never to give anybody your payment credentials, if you can. And Pay by Bank app makes that possibility a day-to-day reality for those of us that shop online and don't want our payment credentials compromised. Likely, Pay by Bank app users today will have been using their debit card historically, not their credit card. So perhaps they think about Pay by Bank app as their digital debit payment option, next generation debit, if you will. But it's very much a debit-like payment solution. If we think about the UX that I described a little earlier, I see the button, I press the button, I invoke my mobile banking app, I authenticate, I look at the request to pay, see my balance live, and then press pay and the money moves. The profile of the Pay by Bank app user is somebody that likes to spend with something that debits their account immediately. Pay by Bank app, there are no notions of pending transactions, for example. So anybody that likes to be in control of their finances, spend in the moment money from their bank account is an example of somebody that will be using Pay by Bank app. If I use a credit card today, I'm probably doing it because I revolve my balance, collect my miles, collect my cash back, whatever it might be. I'm likely to continue to do that, Niall. Pay by Bank app is really for somebody who is looking for that next generation digital debit solution as the way to pay for their stuff online.
So the Pay by Bank app is built on the Faster Payments Network from the UK. And what is the settling time like from consumer to merchant?
In terms of how quickly does the money move, it's instantaneous and it's irrevocable. So when I'm on my online website, I'm in my basket, I press pay, I'm in my mobile banking app. When I press pay, that money moves instantly. So the money moves instantly in real time directly to the settlement account of the merchant. So for a retail merchant, getting the money instantly can be valuable in itself. The conversations that I have with retail merchants, what I think I'm learning is they're actually not quite so bothered about getting the money instantly. What they like is the security of the payment being instant. So where a retail merchant is wondering, am I actually going to get paid that money? With Pay by Bank app, it doesn't have to worry about that. The money moves instantly from my current account into the settlement account of the retail merchant. So they're good for funds. They know they've got it.
Now, there's a wide variety of instant payment methods across the world. You have UPI in India, you have SEPA Inst in Europe, and as we've talked just now, we have faster payments in the UK. When will this product be arriving to new markets?
Yeah, so for sure, the UK has been our launch market for Pay by Bank app Nile. We invented it here, we perfected it here, and we're now scaling it here across the payment ecosystem here in the UK. Banks as issuers, if you will, through the acquiring PSP gateway community, which is, by the way, why our relationship with PPRO is so exciting for us, because of what PPRO do. We have this wonderful partnership that's at very early stages, but it's crucial and critical for us. We're big friends and fans of PPRO. So we've built it in the UK, we're scaling it in the UK, but we've actually already built the international version of Pay by Bank app. We'll be making announcements about other markets in due course. And you've referenced real-time payments, of course. So real-time payments are rapidly becoming a reality around the world. But the infrastructure of real-time payments really is just the start of that payments revolution. The application services, like Pay by Bank app, that leverage that real-time payment capability, really, for me, are where the exciting stuff is happening. For MasterCard, just like for PPRO, the world of payments is not a spectator sport, and Pay by Bank app is that little button that's changing the way we pay forever, and it's leveraging that instant payment capability. Faster payments in the UK, it's referred to as ACH, fast ACH, call different things around the world, but it really means the same thing. The ability to move money instantaneously from one account to another. And the application services that ride on those rails are the things that are particularly exciting. Pay by Bank app is really the first incarnation of one of those applications. It won't be the last for sure, but it's definitely something that's exciting folks in the UK. Whether you're a retail merchant and want to get paid immediately, you want to see the fraud drop to the floor, zero, you want to see your basket abandonment improvement rate. So Pay by Bank app improves basket abandonment on average about 20% in the UK, Niall. And for any retail merchant that knows every sale matters because it's how they make money, a 20% improvement in basket abandonment is very significant. So merchants get excited because they know the money's coming, their basket abandonment improves, the fraud costs drop to the floor, many different variety of reasons. The commercials are particularly compelling for them as well. But it's all part of this overlay service powered by Faster Payments.
So there is an absolute panoply of different payment options around the world, and particularly in the UK. Why should a merchant want to work with Pay by Bank app?
Yeah, great question. Thanks for asking it. And it's sometimes referred to as one of the APMs, the alternative payment methods that might be available for merchants. So actually, Niall, I actually don't really think of Pay by Bank app as an APM, an alternative payment method. It's really a simple evolution of what is the most used financial services app in the UK today. That's the mobile banking app. So until now, that mobile banking app has really just been that portal I described into my account, view my balance, move money between accounts, that sort of thing. But now my mobile banking app can be used to buy stuff online. So for merchants, Pay by Bank app, really, two things. It helps them sell more and at lower cost. And that's why retail merchants should be considering Pay by Bank app as a payment method in their basket. So sell more, how do we do that? Sell more from the improved basket abandonment rates. So we're seeing an average of about a 20% improvement on abandonment from Pay by Bank app initiated payments. For the retail merchant operating in a highly competitive space, of course, every sale matters. and every sale should be making them money. So a 20% improvement in sales is hugely valuable.
And is that simply because there's less friction when you use the Pay by Bank app? So it's just the tap of the button and you go back to your app and you do the authentication. You don't have to type in their credit card information. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I wish I could tell you there was some kind of magical art that sits beneath it. Actually, it's because of the UX of the transaction itself. It is so fast and so smooth and without friction that consumers have, you know, less opportunity to be distracted and move away from the basket. They see their balance in real time. That's one of the things that rises to the top of the list. So consumers seeing their balance in real time gives them the comfort that they've got the money and they're good with the transaction. Whereas perhaps if they weren't seeing their balance in real time, they might be asking themselves, actually, can I afford this? Maybe I'll just back out of this transaction and come back to it later and never come back. So that whole UX, mobile banking app, see my balance, press the button, very short, very quick, very safe, very secure, and I'm making a very informed payment because I'm seeing my balance. Those really are the ingredients that mix together what are driving the improvement in basket abandonment, Niall. The lower cost piece is through the elimination of first-party fraud. So through the simple act of having Pay by Bank app as an option in the payment basket, retail merchants will see fraud drop to the floor, dramatically reducing costs because we know fraud is expensive. And Pay by Bank app on the commercial side really, at worst, should be at parity with their lowest cost payment option. And in many cases, Pay by Bank app will be the lowest cost payment option they have in the basket. So, sell more, lower cost.
That's really interesting. Well, Jonathan, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Really enjoy the conversation, Niall. Thanks for inviting me. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, you too, man. Ciao. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to know more about the Pay by Bank app, make sure to check out the link in the footnotes of the show. And as always, you can follow PPro on Instagram and Twitter at PPro_payments. Thanks again to Andre Ratke for editing the episode. Until next time.